Christmas cheer. The stars pull and sigh. Oh, let's pray that night. And in the bed began to sing.
Oh, they began to sing. The chains were loosed
and they were free.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Hallelujah.
I bless your name.
Oh,
I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light that took the way. I bless
your name.
I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find, you're in the praise
and in your mind.
Reach out and praise. Chains and they will fall in Jesus' name.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Thank you, O God, O Lord, for all that you have done for us, Lord. Father,
Hallelujah.
We bless your name this evening.
Amen.
Because you deserve it, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's no one for us, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Oh, to call upon. Oh, the name
Lord, Father,
Jesus Christ.
Grace.
It's our
we
only
pray,
name
Father, your mercy,
that
Lord.
We know
Father,
tonight, Father, Lord Jesus.
Lord,
we lift up that name and
night.
We say, blessed be your
you
name, Lord Jesus.
Even in the way of
we
the
give
world.
You the glory.
Father, Lord, even the
thank you, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus
for our
Lord,
homes,
thine world,
our working
world,
places.
To do that, Lord Savior, that is right.
Oh, blessed be your name,
Lord.
Our children,
oh,
Lord.
Savior, Lord, I pray. Father, Lord, ask him, Lord.
Out to school and back, oh Father, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O Lord. Oh, for jelly mercies. Lord, we thank you for the test, the desire. Oh, within our hearts. Oh, the calling, Lord Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Oh, Lord. When we look, Lord, ourselves, we don't see, Lord, what we deserve this, Lord. But by your grace, oh, looking for us and has made us what we are tonight, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you that every chain is broken. We thank you that every fetters is broken. We thank you for healing us. We thank you for the restoration. We thank you, the Lord, you've turned us back again to the things, the Lord, you have purposed, Lord, even before the foundation of the world for your children. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we love you. Because you first loved us. And Father, this evening, we've come, oh Lord, with all humility, oh, surrendering, oh Lord, to you. The Lord Jesus, you have your own way with us tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Oh, we glorify you. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Start singing it. Jesus is to me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Oh, oh, wonderful.
Jesus is to me.
Wonderful. Jesus.
Wonderful.
Is to me.
Jesus is to me. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Wonderful, Jesus is to me. Wonderful, Jesus is to me.
Oh, wonderful, 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 Jesus is to me. Oh, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Wonderful,
wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor,
Prince of Peace,
mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
You are wonderful. You are excellent. Oh Lord, we thank you for this evening. Lord, we thank you for the day so far, oh Lord. Oh, we thank you for our working places. Thank you for our homes. We thank you for sustaining us, Lord. We thank you, our children have been to school and back, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, even for this evening, Lord. Many mercies that, Lord, you have given to us. It's so cold out there, but Lord, there is something that is in our hearts, oh God, that is so testing, Lord. Testing for thee, oh God. And Lord Jesus, where could we go but to come to your house, Lord, to come to your presence, Lord. Because you are the only one that can feel the test, Lord. The hungering that is in our hearts, Lord. So, Father, we've come tonight, Lord, with all humility. We've come, Lord Jesus, with our hearts bowed, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we look up unto you tonight. Even, Lord, as we want to commit ourselves into prayer. Lord Jesus, let your word of inspiration, Lord, all that has been given, oh Lord, for the purpose of instructions, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, the Lord. We, the children of God, will be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus, let your word now, oh, come and bring the impact upon us, Lord. Father, where we need correction, Lord, correct us, oh God. And prepare us, Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will speak through us, Lord. That all what Father will utter, Lord, will be according to your will, your wish for us, oh God. Father, tonight, we say thank you once again. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. That, Lord, you never put your children to shame. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, O Lord, we pray. And even, Father, as we turn to your word, O God, O Holy Spirit, come, dwell upon the word, O God, because you are the word. And make it a living bread, Lord, unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Giving all the glory to you for the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. Because it's really cold out there. And it has to take what? Something in your heart that is burning to take you through the cold and come and sit at his feet. We thank the Lord for his grace that he's giving to us tonight. We have three readings, and we shall take our first reading from Exodus 10, 21 to 26. Exodus 10, 21 to 26, and then we have 1 Corinthians 10, 1 to 6, and then Acts 13, 2. May the Lord bless his word tonight and grant us the inspiration that tonight we pour our hearts before him. And even we expect that the Lord, through his word, who knows us individually, the word will search through us. And where we need to put ourselves right, may the Holy Spirit lift us up. And let's put ourselves in the path of righteousness. That's all that the Lord looks for from us. Amen. Let's read. Holy Spirit, bless your word now. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. My. And Moses stretched forth his hands towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Amen. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. Amen. Hush. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the second reading. First Corinthians 10, 1 to 6. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers who were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. And then the last reading, Acts 13:2. The act of the Holy Ghost in the apostles. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul," that's Paul, "for the work whereunto I have called them." Amen. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, how sweet is your word, God. Father, tonight, speak to us, Lord. Individually, Lord, let's receive from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From the pulpit to the pew, we want to hear from you, Lord. Amen. God, richly bless you. May we be seated. Oh, hallelujah. Just a little testimony. You know, last Wednesday, Pastor was preaching on the need for us to be on the point of duty. Amen. And as I was listening to the message, something really touched me. And I said, "Lord, I want something out from what has been preached so that we come and pray over them." So the topic that came to my mind was, "Separate me, Lord." Praise the Lord. So our topic is, "Separate me, Lord." Praise the Lord. The last scripture we read, Acts 13:2. It said the church in Antioch, they needed to send people out. Praise the Lord. That was the main topic Pastor preached on Wednesday. Going out to take the word to the people out there. Amen. And here in the church of Antioch, they needed to send some people out to go and preach the gospel. And it says there were many prophets and apostles in that church of Antioch. When you read the Acts of Apostles 13. And so what they did was that they fasted and prayed. Oh, hallelujah. So that God would appoint those who should be sent onto the field. And the Bible says, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Paul. Amen. For the work whereunto I have called them. And so Barnabas and Paul, they laid hands upon them and sent them out. Praise God. And tonight, our prayer is, Lord, separate me also. Oh, hallelujah. Separate me for your work. What other work do you want to do? Whom do you want to serve anymore? There is no one to serve than the Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight, let it be our prayer. The Lord separate me. Because as the pastor preached last Wednesday, said we have allowed what? Human nature, our own personal agenda, too much of the world, oh, to be hindrance. But there are what? God's people out there. Separate me, Lord. So that even in your working places, in your vicinity, wherever you are, let your even very life be an epistle being read, that someone can see something in you. Praise the Lord. That must be the prayer of everyone. Praise the Lord. But let us go. Let's start the whole thing from the scripture that we've just read from Exodus. He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. Oh my! Darkness that can be what? Felt! It was so deep, strong darkness till no one could see one another's face. Serious? You can feel the darkness. For 3 days, you can never know, see your wife's face. You can't see your husband's face. Because the whole face everywhere is what? Darkened. Dark. Darkness that can be felt. It's a serious something. Amen. And the prophet has always typed what? Egypt to the world. Amen. And today, let's look at the world that we are living in. My brother, is it not the same darkness that is upon the world today? That same darkness that you can feel is upon the land today. And praise be to God. In the time of that gross darkness, there was light somewhere. There was light somewhere. Why is one place was so dark, there was light at another place? So it is today, my brother. In this dark world that we are living in, there is a place where there is light. That's why you must give glory to God. And you are the children of light. Amen. So the Bible said, let your light shine. So that what? People will see what? And glorify what? Your Father which is in heaven. The world is in darkness. Yes, my sister, it's true. Total darkness. Darkness that you can feel. Go out there and see the situation, the condition, from politics, from education, up to what? Religion. All in total darkness. But praise be to God. There is a Goshen somewhere. And that is where you are seated. That's why we must always, brethren, sisters, we got to give glory to God. The Lord has done so much for us. So much for us. That it behooves us, my brother, my sister, to always place God first in our lives. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. The Lord has opened our eyes, brethren. He has separated us. Praise the Lord. He has separated us from darkness. Amen. Now reading from Israel and the church. Preaching 1953. Paragraph 12. He said, now we have been studying the book of Exodus. The Exodus is the calling out of the children of God. They were the people of God as long as they were in Egypt. You know this already. Amen. But when they had their Exodus, they became the church of God. While they were in Egypt, they were what? The people of God. But when the separation, when they separated themselves, then they became what? The church of God. It needs separation, my brother. And he said the church means what? A called out. And we believe that we are near an exodus tonight. Amen. Amen. You believe that? The prophet asked. You believe that? We are near another exodus. A calling out. Separating. Amen. And it has already what? Taken place. And then the message book, God talked to Moses. He said, now, all those types of old, all those types of old, they were just what? Shadows of things that were to come now. Everything that we've read about the children of what? Israel and their exodus. Everything were what? They were all shadows of things to come in reality. And here we are now. He said, they were, I believe that was what? The church natural. The Jewish church that was brought out of Egypt to Palestine was the natural church. God's natural people who had a natural law. See? Natural people who had what? The natural law. Praise the Lord. But we today, I want to hear amen. But we today are God's spiritual church with a spiritual law written on tables of our, on our heart, led in what? In the spiritual form. Amen. Our laws are not written on stones. Praise the Lord. But they are written on what? Tables of our hearts. It's written here. That is why you were in your home. Praise God. In this cold time, something was what telling you, it's time to go to the house of God. And you have to leave everything behind. Because something has been written in your heart. Amen. That moves you. It's not you. What has been written in your heart? He said, I will write what? My law in their hearts. And they will be my people and I will be their God. So saith the Lord. And now, they looked. You see, they looked to see the pillar of fire. Where it was. The angel of the Lord. But we don't. We don't look today. But there's just something happens. Amen. Something happens and we know that He's here. Praise the Lord. They could look at what? The pillar of fire. And the pillar of clouds. Praise God. But we are not looking at that, but we know something happens and we know He's here. It's in your heart. Praise the Lord. He's in your heart. Because this time, where the time we are living in is what? God in us. Praise the Lord. God above us, God with us, Emmanuel, God in us. So we see Him within. Oh, hallelujah. He said, they were the people of God, Israel down in Egypt. They were the people of God until they came out of Egypt and started towards the promised land. Are we also moving towards what? Our promised land? Then they became the church of God. Then you are the church of God. Again, he said the word church means a called out. And the prophet said, I love that. Separated ones. You are what? Separated ones. God, separate me and Paul. Separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work that has been called. Oh Lord, separate me. Lord, separate me tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Now, Moses told Pharaoh something. And I believe Moses told Pharaoh in a very stern way. When, after the darkness, Pharaoh called Moses and said, hey, look, now you people go. Go and worship your God. Go. But the thing is, you leave all your cattle behind. You can go with what? Your children. Praise the Lord. And Moses looked at him. Amen. Stanley. This is not a time of to be sarcastic. But Stanley. He said, look. You are going to give us even what? The things that we will use to sacrifice unto our God. You hear me? Burnt offerings, you are going to supply to us. Oh, praise the Lord. And I want to tell you, not even a hoof of the cattle will be left behind. Oh, praise God. Do not leave anything behind. You are going to give us what? Even the one, the things that we will use to what? For burnt offering. Because we don't know what we are going to what use over there. You are going to give it to us. And not what? Even the hoof will be left behind. Oh, hallelujah. This time for separation had come. The time for separation had come now. The people of God are going to move now out to become what? The church of God. And they shall not what? Leave even an hoof behind. Hallelujah. Now, but what happened? My brother, this way, we are going to look tonight. What happened? What happened? The people left rather the most precious thing behind. While the prophet said, we are not going to leave even a hoof behind. The people left what? The most precious thing behind. Oh, who can tell us tonight? Who can tell us what they left behind? The most precious of all things they left behind. Is anyone to tell us? Oh, praise God. What did they leave behind? They left their hearts behind. Praise God. They left their hearts behind in Egypt. And moved with their bodies. Their own intellect. Praise the Lord. The most precious thing, they left it in what? They left it behind in Egypt. And they move on with their bodies. My brother, my sister, that's where tonight you go to what? Search and examine yourself. Wherever you have left your heart, tonight go pick that praise and bring it back. Praise the Lord. Where is your heart lingering? Maybe right now, as we are here tonight, maybe your heart is somewhere. Praise God. While the body was going, their heart was what? Was lusting after what? The dirty waters of Nile. Lusting after what? The fish. And the cucumbers. And the melons. And the garlics. They were just going like this. Their heart was still back in what? Back in Egypt. The most precious thing. They left it behind. Oh my. Now you've left your heart behind. How can you, with what will you, can you receive the word of God? With what can you receive instructions? That's why, my brother, they all perished. Amen. There's no heart to receive the word of God. No heart to receive instructions. All their journey. Small time. Let's make what a captain and go back to Egypt. We remember the things we were doing in Egypt. Oh, praise the Lord. Where is your heart, my sister? Where is it? Where is your heart, my brother?
Hallelujah. In Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Tonight, search where your heart is. Because they are what? They are types. They were just what? Shadows of things to happen in what? In spiritual reality. Ask yourself, where is your heart? Is your heart here? Is your heart in Christ? Where is your heart lingering? Right now. They left the most precious of things. So we will not leave even a hoof behind. Their prophet was saying, we will not leave even what? A hoof behind. Only two people that left Egypt. Only two people carried their heart along with. Serious. Only two. Over 2 million people all left their heart in Egypt. Only two people carried their heart. Because they had a heart what? To receive the word of God and to believe unto him. Till when even they saw the giants of Anak, they saw all those giants, they said they are just like what? Bread. Amen. Because they were carrying what? The word in the heart. Oh, hallelujah. So whatever they see, they say, oh, we can. Amen. If you don't have the heart, if your heart is somewhere, of course, the word of God, you can never what? Have faith to move ahead. How are you going to the rapture? Oh, yes, sir. Amen. So the church today, many of them are looking for what? Mixtures. See? The problem is that they are looking for mixtures. Somebody who can mix and maybe a little this, a little that, see? A little recreation, golfing, and a few parties here and there, that's what your heart is looking for. Next Sunday, everybody, when you are coming, bring your sports shoes and everything. We'll be going for some games. Praise the Lord. See? The prophet says some people like that kind of mixes. Next week we are going to Brother Sonson's house for a party. Looking for that kind of mixes. That's why they said, every day this manna. Now our soul is what? Dried up. Look at that. They were looking for what? Mixes. They were looking for the little here, little there. See, the sisters, when you are preparing that soup, put this one here, there, that. See, that kind of mixes. Oh, my. So this manna. See, the heart is not there. Amen. So it cannot recognize what the word of God. Bring your heart home. Bring your heart home. Amen. Those who left their heart in Egypt, they perished. Take notice of that. They are shadows. We are the spiritual. They were natural. We are the spiritual. Those who left their heart in Egypt, they perished. And God, he said, that's what we read. He said, all these things, they are for what? Our examples. If God is not a liar. If he has said this, then my brother, my sister, it is the truth. They are looking for what? Mixes. He said the world is looking for good mixes. But God is looking for what? Separators. The world is looking for what? Mixes. But God is looking for what? Separators. Those who will separate themselves. Oh, separate me, Lord, tonight. Separate me. Said, come out from among them, my people, that ye may not be partakers of their sins. He said, in Egypt, when the lamb was offered, God made a difference. He separated the Israelites from what? From the Gentiles. He made a difference in them. Amen. And God's people, a separated people, a holy nation, a peculiar people, odd people, strange acting, so think the world will never understand you. The world will never understand you. So just don't think about the world. Think about God. Think about God. That is the main thing. Amen. My brother, my sister, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Let us every day, Lord, say, Lord, have you baptized me? I can feel it within me that, Lord, yes, but I want to make sure, just like what? In the day when the death angel was going to pass. Oh, the elder son will always ask the father, are you sure you've put the blood? The Holy Spirit, brethren. The Holy Spirit. Be sure that you have it. Amen. Be sure that you have it. Tell within yourself that I have it. I have it. And I believe everyone have it. Because the prophet said, when did you get it? when you shouted, when you went to the altar, when you spoke in tongues. No, sir, but when you believed. Amen. Believe, my sister. Believe, my brother. Amen. There is nothing so greater than what God. He is your creator. Ask yourself how you sleep and wake up. Once you are dead, sleep, up, sleep. Your body still will be what? Going up and down. Perspiration going on. Unconsciously, perspiration is going on. Circulation is going on. Who did that? Is it you? Can you see air? What color is air? But you breathe in something and it gives you life. Cross your mouth and cross your nose. And see what will happen now. And you still say there is no God. Oh my. They said what? A blast? Pam! And then we became human beings. Oh my. Boom! Oh, praise the Lord. The prophet said, we have read this thing before. He said, we baptize so many people that don't believe. See? It was the same thing. He said, all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All of them. But how many carry their heart along? Only two. That's what the prophet is saying. We baptize many people that don't believe. So we all have been what? Have been baptized. But now look at it here. All were baptized unto Moses in the clouds and in the sea. But only two carry their heart along. It could be also here that all of us have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And then we come out from the waters. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But the thing is it with your heart? Or you just dump your body in and came out? See? Just like you throw water at the back of what? A duck. The water will just flow. It will never touch the skin. Brethren, he said, the church of God is constantly moving on. And I believe, we all believe that we are moving on. Every day we are moving what? A step closer unto God. How many believe that? That we are moving every day a step closer to God. We come here, we hear something that really what? Put us right on what? On the line of path, on the path of righteousness. I don't want to. Okay, let me read it. The prophet said, there's just two things. Look, you are either an unbeliever or a believer. But I believe, we all believe that we are all what? Believers. Amen. And so, I believe we all are believers in this church, separated for the work of the Lord. So we are here tonight to rejoice. Tonight we are going to rejoice and praise his name for the good work that he has done in us, because we believe that word, he has saved us. Praise the Lord. Yes. Because when you lose any of us into the world, I believe you will come back and knock at the door. Hey, open the door. That place is just so stinky. I cannot be part of that world. Amen. I believe all of us here, when you lose anyone into the world, just like Daniel was what? Losing onto what? A country of what? Unbelievers. He said he never defiled himself. Amen. So I believe that everyone here, if they lose any of us into the world, the stench there, we can't. We will come back knocking. Hey, open the door. I cannot live in that place. Praise the Lord. You know, the prophet spoke about what? The dove and the crow. They were all in the ark. Amen. They were all in the church. Praise the Lord. Then the crow was sent to go. He was loosened onto the world to go and see how the world is. Oh, when the crow went, he saw the dead carcass and started what? Feeding on it. He was feeling so good. Amen. He didn't see anything different. Let me read. He said, the old crow flew from dead body to a dead body, and he picked on what? Old dead carcasses. He said he was all right. See, he was feeling really good. He didn't see any difference. Didn't make any difference to him. Because he was a crow to begin with. His nature, his appetite, his gastronomic could digest such a thing. Oh, hallelujah. Gastronomic. The prophet can really use those words. Amen. Praise God. And it's really good English, eh? See, he had that taste, that appetite. So, he saw the dead body, everything was what? Okay. Just like maybe you are losing to the world. Eh? Can you go to the disco and walking, half naked and all those sort of things? Will you be doing that? And then you are not a crew. Eh? Praise the Lord. That's why I say we are all what? Believers. Amen. The crow will do that. He said, why? He was born with that kind of gastronomic. See? His gall stuff in him would not make, you see, will make that old dead bodies, see, make what? Good food for him. See? He was satisfied. Praise the Lord. So is every man. Now listen, so is every man. I don't care how long you've been in church and turn you loose to the world. If you still can go out and do the things you once did and enjoy it, it shows you have never come to God. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. I was a footballer. Football? That's what broke my leg. God broke my leg, and for 1 year I was in bed. I think I've given this testimony before. See, but when I got the message, praise the Lord. One time, I was still what? The message, but see, there was still a little football still in me. Amen. So one time I bought ticket. I went to the stadium. I was seated there. Then the whole thing came to me. Because I said, okay, I won't play football again. That's what the promise I gave to God. That I won't play football again. Praise the Lord. So I was seated there. Then something was telling me, I've healed your leg. You said you won't play football again. But you watch, eh? Then I'll close your eyes. I got up straight away. The football match has not yet started. The speed. I left the stadium. That was the end. Oh, praise the Lord. See? My leg broke. He broke my leg for 1 year. I vowed to the Lord, when you heal me, I will never play football again. Yes, I was holding on to that. But I said, okay, let me go and watch. I won't play. Then he said, okay. Now I will close your eyes. I left with speed, and that was the end. Amen. Brethren, he said, if you can go back, because that time I had to confess, though I said I was a believer, but I have not yet what, seen God. Amen. Because I was able to go out there again to what? To watch the same thing. I vowed that I will never what, play, but I want to watch. Praise the Lord. That's what he's saying. He said, any man when he's losing unto the world, and you can go enjoy the same thing that you were doing before, it shows that you have never come to God yet. Amen. He said, but when he turned the dove loose. Oh, hallelujah. I believe we are all doves. He said, to see what she would do. The dove hasn't got any gall. It can't digest those things. You see? If it will eat them, it will kill them. See? When he eats those things, it will kill him. See? But the dove, you see? Said, whew. She couldn't stand it. Tried to what? Fly down here. Whew. She couldn't stand it. She lit in a little bush and get some rest. And she had an olive leaf in her hand. And came back and knocked at the door. Father Noah, open up. Let me in. I can't stand it out there. Amen. Praise the Lord. True child of God, when you are loosened out, the musicians start coming. My brother, tonight, it is what? Separate me, Lord. Separate me for your work. My heart tonight, Lord, I left it in Egypt. I'm going for it. Lord, I'm claiming it back. I'm bringing back my heart. Wherever your heart is, tonight, it's left to you. Amen. The things that your heart has been what? Always. See? Those things that are contrary to the word of God. But always there's that thing is still on your heart. My brother, my sister. Go and take it out from that place tonight. But I believe that everybody has his heart here. So we are going to rejoice. We are going to thank the Lord for what he has done in our lives. And we ask for what? That he continually, Lord, keep us, Lord Jesus. Fathers, continue to what? To give us what? That inspiration. Always quicken our lives, Lord. Quicken us always by the Holy Spirit. That we will remain true sons of God. Oh, Lord. Let that be your prayer. And after that, all our heart desires tonight, let us what? Lay them before the Lord. First thing, let's worship and thank him for all what he has done for us. The Lord has done really great. And then as you are praying, if you know your heart is somewhere, go. Say, Lord, I'm going back and bring my heart back. Amen. I'm not going to leave my desires, these desires and these things that always besets me. Lord, I am tonight, I'm out of it. Praise the Lord. And then let's pray for one another, brethren. There are some that are weak amongst us. We form one body. One thing is that, brethren, let us always remember. Let's have a discernment of one another. You may be able to know the weakness of someone. Praise God. Keep that person in prayer. Amen. Remember, as many that are not here, we know that they are for good cause, that they are not here. Let's remember all of them in prayer. Praise the Lord. But if there is some weakness anywhere, we ask that Lord will quicken that weakness. Because he is the one that can what? Speak life into every dead condition. He said, come forth, Lazarus, and someone who is dead for 4 days. Corruption have entered. He came back to life. He's the same Jesus Christ tonight. So let's remember one another in prayer. Brethren, oh, praise the Lord. We always sing that song. that he's a master of the wind. He said, "Is what is, but has not." Yeah, see, though it brings me low, but it not bring me down. Maybe your brother, your sister, he has been brought low, but he has not yet. The devil cannot bring him down. Your prayer will lift that person up again. Amen. Let's learn to pray for one another. That is love. That's what we say, that you've laid down your heart for what? Your brother. Praise God. And God will do what? God will send your word, and he knows how to turn that person out from that condition, that situation he finds himself, because of your prayer. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. How many are happy in the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Lord, Amen. We thank you that you, our heart, we've not left our heart anywhere. Our heart is here to serve you. And so we are here to serve, praise your name, and give glory to you for all that you have done for us. Oh, we appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sing my Lord. Speak my Lord. Speak and I will bring to answer thee. God said, who go for us? Then he answered, here am I, send me.
Send me, Lord.
Oh, speak, my Lord.
Speak to me, Lord.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak to me, Jesus.
Quick to answer thee. Oh, speak, my Lord.
Speak to me, Lord.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak and I will.
Lord, send me.
Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord.
Millions now in sin and shame are dying.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Let's
answer to the sad and the bitter.
Open in our eyes. Give it us, Lord Jesus.
Yes, and God is to the rescue.
Open our hearts.
Quickly answer, Master.
From the 1 Corinthians 10 that we read, the prophet read the last part of it, said, as an admonishment, he said, neither be ye an idolater. Amen. He said, neither let us commit fornication. Neither let us tempt Christ. Neither murmuring. He said, now all these things happen unto them for examples. And they are written for our admonishing, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with what? The temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Brethren, tonight we know our heart is here. Let us thank the Lord. Say, Lord, we thank you for separating us, for us to know this truth that has been what? Kept all these years from the foundation of the world. This mystery had been left, had been kept hidden. But in this our day, who I am at all, Lord? I don't see anything, but your word alone gives me the answer why you've chosen me. Because you said, you take the best things in this world. You take the weak things of this world. So now, Lord, I understand. Lord, help me. I thank you, Lord, for bringing this revelation to my way, that you knew me before the foundation of the world. Just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord what he has done in your life. And we are going to pray for all other brothers, other sisters. Let us thank him first. Thanksgiving first. Thanksgiving first. Thanksgiving first. Thank him. Thank him because he has done wonderfully in your life. The world is darkness. You can feel that darkness. You can feel the darkness that is in the world. But there is a place where there is a light. And he has taken you and put you where the light is. Be thankful to him. Lord, we really appreciate you. We really appreciate you. Sincerely from our heart, Lord. We see you have done great in our lives. Wonderfully in our lives. You have shown your extreme love to me. You've shown your love to me, Lord. If it had not been you, where would I have been? Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for my children. I thank you because, Lord, they are, I believe, they are in your hands. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, I appreciate. I appreciate. I'm thankful, Lord. I'm thankful. I'm thankful, Lord. Had it not been you, had it not been Calvary, had it not been Lord Jesus, the prophet you sent in this our day, I might have been in that same darkness. I might have been in that same darkness. The Lord, you have, by your grace, Lord, you have taken me out of that darkness. And Lord, you have opened your light upon me. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, my prayer is, Lord, I need more of you. I need more of you, Lord. I want my heart, Lord Jesus, to remain in your hands. My life to be in your hands. Oh, yes, Lord. I commit my family, Lord, into your hands. I commit my wife to your hands. I commit my children to your hands. I commit my husband into your hands. I commit all, Father. The Lord Jesus. Let your grace. Let your grace. Your mercies. Father, to even have this place, Lord. Oh, abundantly, Lord. Let it fall like dews. Dews upon our home, Lord. I commit my house, Lord, into your hands. Oh, Lord, be merciful, Lord. Now let something now come upon your heart. And remember every brother. Remember every sister. Remember every brother, every sister. That the Lord, by His grace, grace and mercy, that the Lord will touch. If there are any weakness, Lord, we bring them before you. Lord, you are the one that can lift up the gloom and fill it with your glory. Every sin that besets us, our weaknesses, Lord, thou art strong. Father, I commit my brother into your hands. I commit my brother into your hands. I commit my sister into your hands. The Lord Jesus, wherever our heart is, wherever if our heart is not in the right place, oh Lord, tonight, let it be, oh, once and for all, Lord, bring your church together. Bring your church together, Lord. Bring your church together. Bring every heart back home. Bring every heart back home. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Bring every heart home. Bring every heart home, Lord. Any lingering hearts. Any lingering hearts. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. You are a merciful God. Tonight, Lord, you said we should pray for one another. We are praying for our sister. We are praying for our brother. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We are praying for the church. Praying for the church. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. You know your people. You know our hearts, Lord. Lord Jesus. We are pleading your mercies, Lord. We are pleading your grace, Lord. Lord Jesus. Let it be, O God. Once more in the heart. In the life, O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
For you, Lord Savior, Father, to point us in the direction, Lord, and in that very direction, Lord, may you be, Lord Savior, Father, Lord, the very place, Lord.
Thank in Lord. The name
Father,
of Jesus.
Have, Lord, to inhabit, Lord Savior. Father, we ask your grace, Lord. Father, we ask your mercy, Lord, even in the south, Father.
Oh, yes, Lord,
God, guide us, Lord, even upon the south, Lord Savior. As we journey through this life, Lord Savior, perils, Lord. Know you need, Lord Savior, thou hast called us, Lord. Lord, Father, and promised, Lord. Lord, you would supply when, Lord Savior, we would have need, Lord, and we have, Lord Savior, a need for spiritual strength, Lord, even upon this time. Lord, in need, Lord Savior, Father. Oh, God, Lord, yes. Savior, to, Lord, Father, fend for ourselves and fight this battle, Lord. Father, which you've already overcome, Lord Savior. Oh, Jehovah, grant us our portion, Lord. grant us, Lord, that oil, Lord Savior, that we be able, Lord Savior, Father, Lord God, to place ourselves positionally, Lord Savior, Father, even in this day, Father, Lord God, here in this place thou hast called us to, Lord Savior God, be our portion tonight, Lord. Be that we require tonight, Lord. Be that we are in need of, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Oh God, that we, Lord Savior, Father, would stand, Lord, even in this day, Lord Savior, Father, Lord, even as thine children, Lord, and thine soldiers, Lord, Father, here in this land, Lord Savior God, we bless your name, Lord, and we bless thee, Lord Savior.
Brethren, what is in on your hearts today? Tonight, what's in your heart? My sister, what is on your heart? Speak to him. Speak to him. He will answer you. Brother, what is in your heart? Speak to him now. He will answer you. Whatever need, whatever, listen closely, whatever, ask him now. Ask him. Ask him. He knows it already, but he wants you to ask by faith. He wants to see your faith, that you believe what you are asking, that it will be granted to you. It is based upon your faith now. He wants to look at your faith, how you believe your request. Because he says he is still what? The high priest. The high priest. Seated on the right hand of God. To make intercessions on your behalf. So tell him. As the prophet said, if your confession is good, said your salvation will be good. That means if your faith is strong on what you are asking, he's looking on your faith. He said, I will supply your heart desires. I will supply your heart desires according to my riches in glory. But I want to see the faith behind your request. Believe it. Believe it and you will receive it. Believe it. Believe it. If you want to turn your heart to him, say, Lord, there's no need. I wasn't born a crow. I was born a dove. I believe that I was born a dove. I'm knocking, Lord. Open unto me, Lord Jesus. Let my heart have a rest now in you. An eternal rest. No more going out. But to be sealed, Lord. Sealed. Ask him. Tell him. He knows it. He knows it. And believe that you have received. Believe that you have received. Believe that you have received. Believe.
You love us, we can never explain it with words. For Lord, when we look in your word and it tells us that all these things that happened to these mighty men of God are examples for us, Lord, that makes us to be the real product. Father, oh God, that mighty man that you called out, called Abraham, to think that he lived out all his life and 25 years waiting for the promise to be fulfilled, that it was for our example.
Amen.
Father, to think that, Lord, you let, Lord, your children to be in a foreign land for 400 and something years, Lord. Then you brought them out through a mighty hand.
Yes.
And that they went in the wilderness, Lord, and many of them perished. Yes. Father, to think that all that was for our example.
Amen.
How it makes us to be humble.
Yes.
Father, yet it makes us to feel, Lord, how much you love us, Lord,
amen,
for those things to be recorded of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in the fire, That it is an example for us, Lord. Amen. Daniel spending the night in the lion's den, that it could be recorded to be an example for us. Yes, it shows your love for us, O God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, O God, it wasn't by our own intelligence to come across this message,
Amen.
But you brought it to us, Lord, and you revealed all these things to us, Father,
yes,
that we may see the examples that you laid before us,
Amen.
For you are determined to bring us to the end, O God.
Oh, yes,
help us, Father, that we may be diligent tonight, Lord, and not be like those that traveled through the desert, Lord, but yet their hearts were not there where they were,
Lord.
But they had left their hearts in the land of Egypt where they were slaves. Oh, God,
yes,
we
Lord
can
Jesus.
Testify also this night, Lord, that in the world, O Father,
yes,
we were slaves to the enemy, how he used us, Lord, to do dirty works, O Father. Father, Lord, may you have mercy upon us if
Amen.
We should leave our hearts there, having known this truth in this way.
Yes.
I pray tonight, O Father, that you would help each and every individual here tonight,
yes,
that as we go meditating upon this word,
Amen.
Father, we may think deeply on these things and not put it off to someone else, but that I may examine my heart,
oh,
Lord,
yes, Lord,
and look in every corner, Lord,
Amen.
Every shadow in my heart, Father,
Amen.
That, Lord, it may be in the right place, Father.
Yes,
and if any place in my heart is not in the right place,
oh
God,
yes,
may you grant me enough grace, Lord,
Amen.
That I would not rest, Father, until I have brought it under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I pray, oh God, Father, that on the day of judgment, the message that was preached tonight
yes.
will not be a witness against
Amen.
Me, but that, Lord, I will look back and rejoice because of this day, that,
yes,
Lord, it was a day Hallelujah. When things were made clear for me,
Amen.
Lord, that I may search my heart and
oh,
refuse
yes.
the works of the enemy
Amen.
And refuse the works of darkness.
Yes.
Lord, we renounce every work of the enemy.
Amen.
Lord, we throw down
oh,
all the strongholds
Hallelujah.
Of Satan.
Amen.
We refuse
yes.
to be his slaves anymore.
Amen.
Father, we want to be your children
yes.
completely, oh Father,
oh,
not
yes,
halfway,
Lord.
Oh God. So we surrender tonight
Amen.
And we ask, Father, that you come in the heart of every believer that's
yes,
here, Lord.
Oh,
help us, Father, that as we go, we will go rejoicing.
Amen.
That when the enemy tries to come and steal our victory, Lord, we will refuse.
Amen.
Lord, we will stand our ground
Amen.
And say we are more than able to take the land
oh,
that you have given
yes,
unto
Lord.
Us. For it is you that promised, Lord,
Amen.
And we believe your promises. You say to believe and repent,
Amen.
Lord, and we shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
if there be any tonight that are still searching for it, Lord, or those that have been filled, Lord, oh God, may you send another
Amen.
Wave of thy Spirit
Amen.
Upon us. Lord, that
yes.
Father, when we would meet on Sunday, this
yes.
place will not be the same anymore.
Oh,
that it will be different.
Amen.
That your Spirit, Lord, will move freely, oh God.
Oh, yes,
may
Lord.
You have mercy, oh God,
oh,
upon
yes,
our
Lord.
Brethren that were not here tonight.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Commit them to you. We
in
ask
Jesus
your grace
name.
Upon them, Lord.
Yes.
Father, may you also minister to them in
yes,
a strange
Lord.
Way, oh Father.
Amen.
That when we would meet with them, Father, we'll be in the same spirit.
Amen.
We'll be in the same unity.
Yes.
Working for the same purpose, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, be merciful and bless our brother Maxwell.
Yes,
use him continually, oh Father.
Amen.
I pray for his family. Watch over him, oh
yes,
God.
Lord
May
Jesus.
You provide for their needs.
Amen.
Not only him, Father, but every brother, every sister here
yes,
present.
Lord.
I pray you would provide for their needs,
Amen.
Lord. Father, for your people will never lack for anything. For you are the owner of all these things.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, may you give, Lord, according to their expectation tonight. Praying,
Amen.
Lord, for our brother Andrew, we
yes.
commit him to you, oh Father.
Oh,
may you continue, Lord, to use his ministry
Amen.
For your children's sake, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Edifying them, oh Father.
Yes.
Oh God, when we come here on Sunday, may the same spirit that was here, Lord,
Amen.
Just continue upon him, Lord,
yes, Lord,
and use him, Father, to free your people from the
Amen.
Hands of the enemy.
Amen.
Lord, we commit the service coming into your hands.
Yes,
Lord, every brother, every sister, whatever part they will play, may you help us, Father, to
Amen.
Be in the same spirit, Lord.
Watch over us, O God, as we go home.
Yes.
The enemy, Lord, is never happy to see such meetings.
Yes.
We pray, O Father, that, Lord, all his plans against us would come to nothing, O God.
Amen.
Have mercy upon us, Father, as we commit ourselves to you. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God, Richie, bless you, my precious brother. God bless you. Amen. Oh, how many are happy in the Lord tonight? We thank the Lord. Amen. Let's sing our last song as we just depart. And may the Lord bless you. Continue praying for one another as we wait on him. If he will tarry, then we meet here on Sunday. Amen.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it and let you go.
Oh, precious name.
Joy of heaven, precious name. Oh, how sweet it is. Hope of earth, joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe up holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth, joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus, give dress with joy. His loving arms receive us, and his overcome thrones in glory. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth